and declare that year 2023, you are taking over.
Amen.
What is small for you now, the good thing that you are looking at, is getting bigger in your hands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Thank you, the youth alive choir. God bless you. Return all the glory to God this morning. Begin to give thanks to God. Please don't sit down in honor of Jesus. Give him thanks, give him glory for what the Lord has done for you. You are doing a recap of year 2022. Year 2022 is going already, but your blessing is starting all over again. Return all the glory to God for the blessings that you have received so far, for the ones that are coming within the few days remaining in this year. Father, we give you all the glory. Ask the Lord for a word this morning. Again, another set of blessings are already in queue for you. Ask God for your own word, that the Lord will send his word to you. In whichever area of your life that you need God to show up, he's going to show up for you this morning. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. And Father, we thank you once again for giving us the opportunity again today to come to your presence. Father, as we come to your presence today, let no one go back without the blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you will come down like never before. You will speak through me. None of me, more of you, God. Father, let your people be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. I give glory to God Almighty for another presence in the house of God, of his people, for counting me worthy to be here today to share the word. And I thank our Father in the house in absentia for giving me the opportunity this morning to speak the word. And I pray that the grace upon his life will continue to increase. It will not decrease, but find expression in my life as I speak this morning. And the people of God shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Our topic for today is engaging the power of praise for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the power of praise for fulfillment of prophecy. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to 3 says, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married, wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtain of thy habitations. Spare not, lending thy cord, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." In other words, it says the barren. It is not only when you don't have a child that someone is barren. There are so many aspects of life that barrenness might have shown up. But the word of God is telling you this morning that you should rejoice. Your barrenness shall be turned to fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. What are prophecies? Number one. Every statement of scripture is defined as the more sure word of prophecy. Every statement in the scripture are defined as a more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21 says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." 20, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but only men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The word of God, which is said to be a surer word of prophecy, is the light that shineth in darkness. And that is the light that you need when you are in dark moments of your life. You need the word of God, which is the light. When light comes, darkness goes away. John chapter 1 verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. These sure words of prophecy are not just mere words of men, but only men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Number two, what are prophecies? Prophecies are prophetic words from the mouth of God himself. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16, it says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want a mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. Whatsoever that the mouth of God says, which has been written in the word, shall come to pass. Whatsoever God has said concerning you in 2023, even in 2022, they are coming to pass in the name of Jesus. Now that we know what prophecies are, we must also know that, one, Jesus Christ came to fulfill the prophecies. Jesus Christ came to fulfill that which had been written. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. That is Jesus talking. Number two, God's prophetic agenda for the redeemed is as contained in the scripture. That is what we need to know, is that God's prophetic agenda for us, the redeemed, is as contained in the scripture. We need to search it out. But remember, the devil, in his subtle nature, has deceived some of the elect, even some Christians, such that we will not even look at the book. We will not have the time to search it out. We will not have the time to search the agenda of God for our lives. We always find excuses for not reading the word of God. As it is written in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 12, it says, and the vision of all is become unto you as the word of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. That's one excuse for not reading the word. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. The book is given to the one that is learned. He said, no, it is sealed. The book is given to one that is not learned. Read. He was even pleading with him, read this. This has been written concerning you. Find it out. He says, no, I'm not learned. That is the way we find excuses for not finding out what God has in place for us. We will not be found there anymore in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 20 verse 32 says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word of God is meant to build us up. As you search the book for what has been written concerning you, which is a prophecy that had gone ahead of you, you will be built up in the name of Jesus Christ. But what can we do to see these prophetic words come to pass? Number one, we must receive, we must believe, and put the word to work. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You must receive the word. You must believe the word. The one that has been spoken from the prophet's mouth to you. The one that you have sought out by yourself in the book. Believe them. Receive them. And walk them out. James chapter 2, verse 14 to 24. I will paraphrase. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warned and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? What does it profit? Somebody came to you to ask for alms. I said, go, you are blessed. Just the word of mouth. Your work is giving out, going into your pocket and giving that person the harm. That is your work. That means you are taking actions. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Our faith is made perfect by our word. And the scripture was fulfilled. We say, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that the works a man is justified, and not by faith only. When you say you are a believer, when you said you have faith, can you show your faith by your works? What are your works? Ask yourself these questions. What are your works? Are your works not to disperse the brethren? Are your works to gather the brethren together, raising holy hands to God? Think about that. Number two, in addition, we must continue to water the seed of the prophetic word in our good hearts with praise to bring forth fruits. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14, media, please help. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 12, 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The fruits of your mouth. What are the fruits of your mouth? Are they blessings? Are they curses? He said, a man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. This is calling us to action, to watch what we say. Even in the house of the Lord, watch what you say. He's asking me to watch what I say. Does what I say edify the brethren? Does it put curses on brethren? Does it put people down? Or raise people up? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Let the fruit of your mouth edify God. Give thanks to God at all times, when it is convenient and when it is otherwise. I pray as you do this, your blessings will be falling in place in the name of Jesus. Let's look at the scriptural prophetic lifeline for the redeemed. What are the plans of God for us as found in the scriptures? Number one, God has plan of a glorious destiny for us as his children. God has plan of a glorious destiny for us as his children. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to 30. For whom he had foreknown, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Because the Lord has called you, he will justify you. Because he has called you, you will be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. God has called us into his glory. You are not just a child of God. You are a child of God to manifest who God is. You are a child of God to show forth his glory. And I pray that his glory will show forth in your life today in the name of Jesus. Number two, God has a plan of a wealthy destiny for his children. We, his children, are called to be wealthy, not to be a pauper. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For ye know that grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Jesus has taken away your poverty. So you are not meant to be a pauper. You are meant to be wealthy. Have it at the back of your mind. It is not too late for you. I pray and I decree, standing in the shoes of God's servant in house, that your poverty is taken away forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy father, as it is this day. He has sworn a blessing upon you. Your generation from Abrahamic generation is not a pauper. You are a rich, you are born into a rich family. God has, number three, God has a plan of royalty, a royal destiny. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 to 10. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongues and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. You are born to reign on the earth. You are not born to go low. You are born to reign as kings and priests. And that shall be your testimony today in the name of Jesus. Number four, a destiny of health and wholeness for us as his children. That means God has a destiny of health and wholeness for us as his children. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Because you are a faithful ambassador, you will be in full health in the name of Jesus Christ. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Number 5, God has redeemed us to enjoy a good old age. He has redeemed us to enjoy a good old age. No more dying young. In the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 25 verse 8. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age. An old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. That shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. This is the promise of God, as we have found in the book that is written about us. He said you will serve. He said you will serve, and he will take sicknesses away from your midst. There shall no plague come near you. You will not be found on the sick bed. These are all the promises that God has made concerning us, and they shall come to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. What are the characteristics of these prophetic words? These prophetic words that have been found on the pages of the book, what are the characteristics? What are we supposed to be looking out for? Number 1, it says, every prophetic word received and believed ignites hope. Every prophetic word received and believed ignites hope. Romans chapter 4 verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. That is referring to Abraham. The word had gone ahead that his seed is going to be many, uncountable. You can see what we have today. The word came to pass in his life. Whatsoever word had gone ahead of you, whatsoever thing that the prophetic that have been said concerning you, they are coming to pass today in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. It is not over for you. Because it has been written, it must come to pass, even in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 2, every prophetic word received and believed stimulates joy and rejoicing. Every prophetic word that you have received and that you have believed must stimulate joy and rejoicing in your life. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy word were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Because you are even called by his name, rejoice. Give thanks to God. Let your heart rejoice. Let your heart give thanks to God. God does not really look at faces. God is a spirit. He looks at your heart. When your heart is rejoicing, he sends more blessings unto you. Don't be found in that attitude of ingratitude. Be a person that gives thanks to God at all times, and your blessings will be overflowed in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 3. We must expect all prophetic release at Shiloh 2022 to come through in our lives as we maintain a vibrant attitude of praise as Abraham did. We must maintain that attitude of praise. As we could see in the last praise night, the heavens came down. And I believe that the blessings of the people had been released. So continue in this attitude of praise. Let God see that in your life. Let God see that you are grateful and his blessings will come down upon your lives. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him who he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be, and be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what had promised he was able also to perform. Whatsoever God had promised you, maybe you have heard that 20 years ago, maybe you have heard that 10 years ago, maybe they have said it by from the mouth of the prophets many years ago, and they are looking as if they are not coming to pass. He said, rejoice, believe, receive them, believe them, rejoice, give thanks to God, because those prophecies are coming to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's rise up this morning. Let's give God thanks. Let's give him glory for what the Lord has said concerning you, for all the things that you have seen in the pages of the books, the Bible, the Word of God, for they are coming to life. They are coming to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus, give him thanks, give him glory. We are going to give God quality thanks. We are going to give God victory praise for all those things that have been said concerning you, because they are coming to pass. Even knowing now that those things are coming to pass, it is time for you to give thanks to God. We are going to be calling the overcomer's voice to give us this quality praise. Let's give it back to God, and let's see what God is going to do again starting from today. But before we go into that, I want to say this. For those who are expectant, you have to be in God's company. It is not just by faith. Your heart has to be in connection with your God. It is not about man. It is all about God. What are you looking at? What are you doing that is contrary to the will of God? What are those things that are in your hand that are not making those prophetic blessings to come to pass in your life? It is time to do away with them. It is time to come back to God. All eyes closed. I want to be calling this set of people right now to come back to God, because God wants to do a new thing in your life. He said that you are his own. All souls are mine. That's what he said. You belong to God. You don't belong to the devil. Even though the devil is driving you back, you have to make up your mind today that you are not going back again. You want to say this word as I say it? Just say it after me. Please, if you are in this kind of situation and you don't even know what to do, or maybe you have known God before, you knew him before, but for some reasons, the devil has taken you back, and you want to reconcile with your God, this is the time to doing so. Please say this word after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you again today. I know I am a sinner. Forgive me all my sins and write my name back in the book of life. Wash me, cleanse me, and make me one of your people. Accept me into the fold and bring me back into the kingdom. I promise not to go back again. Thank you, Heavenly Father, In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. It is as simple as that. If you have done so, for those who are worshiping with us online or you are in-house, please write us through the link, the email that will be displayed on the screen. For those who are in-house, you can come and see one of our pastors and we will pray with you. And you continue to live your life for God. I pray that if you have done so, you will never go back again in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we call upon our overcomer's voice to please give us an overcomer's song to give thanks to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, he reigns.
Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
Oh, hallelujah, he reigns.
Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, he reigns.
Hallelujah for the Lord our God.
Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. The things of rejoicing will never stop in your lives in the name of Jesus. As you have given it back to God, everything remaining for this year, every of your blessings that have been proclaimed upon you for this year, they are coming to your hands in the name of Jesus. Before we close in this service this morning, let's look at the recap of